talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I want to be your man, I said our home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which took place last weekend at the Citadel's Johnson Haygood Stadium, the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, which is coming up at the end of April, and also the Custom Home and Remodel Show, which will be taking place the last weekend in August at as we return back to our original home at the Gilliard Auditorium, which will soon be called the new Gilliard Center. But that's not till August, and until then, we've got one more home show that's not at the new Gilliard Center, and that's the one in April that we have every year on Daniel Island at Family Circle Stadium, Charleston's only open-air home show. But today, we've got a great show lined up for you. If you didn't get a chance to come to the Charleston Home and Design Show this past weekend at the Citadel's Johnson Haygood Stadium, you're going to be hearing from a number of vendors that we interviewed this past weekend, and maybe you'll be able to get a little bit of an idea of what the show was like. I can give you some broad strokes about the show. It was a huge success. That's about the best way I can put it. The attendance was way up from previous shows, and we always have well attended home shows. But it was amazing the number of people who came out for the Charleston Home and Design Show last weekend. Very steady stream Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Vendors were very pleased with the attendance. They got a chance to talk to lots and lots of homeowners that have projects that they want to get started, and lots of projects that they wanted to talk to the vendors about. So, very well attended home show this past weekend at the Charleston Home and Design Show, and it's also our final. It was our final home show at the Citadel's Johnson Haygood Stadium. So, as we leave the Citadel behind, we want to be gracious and thank all of the folks at the Citadel who helped us put on a successful home show at the Citadel's Johnson Haygood Stadium. Starting at the top with President General Rosa, he and his wife were on the cover of our magazine 3 years ago when we just had our very first show at the Citadel's Johnson Haygood Stadium, and going on down to the various staff that supported our show at the Citadel. Thank you very much to the Citadel as we leave you folks behind. And look forward to our return to the Gilliard Center for our August home show. And this was this past weekend was the sixth home show of six that we were scheduled to be out of the Gilliard And it was nice to leave it on a high note and to have such a successful home show as our final home show at the Citadel Johnson Haygood Stadium. But besides the show just in general being a very successful show in terms of attendance, the tiny house that we had on display, thanks to Amerisips Homes, was a huge hit. And we had that the tiny house located right near the entrance to the Charleston Home and Design Show. And it was amazing to see the lines of people who were waiting patiently to step inside the tiny home built by Amerisips Homes. And, you know, look at all of the different interesting features and things like that. The Amerisips Homes people were blown away at the attendance and the interest that they saw for the tiny home that they built for the show. So very much thanks to Amerisips Homes for constructing the tiny house that they did just for the show. It was built just for the Charleston Home and Design Show to demonstrate some of the state-of-the-art building technologies that they use for some of their traditional homes that they have. Also, we gave away 6 different $2,000 home improvement prize packages. And those prize packages entailed a $2,000 8-piece cookware package from Kitchen Craft, a $2,000 shopping spree to Danco Modern Furniture, a $2,595 hanging bed swing built by the Saltwood Company for Aiden Fabrics, a $2,000 landscape master plan from Remark Landscape Architects, a $2,000 custom walk-in closet makeover from Tailored Closets, and a $2,000 natural stone countertop package from MVP Granite and Flooring. And I was told by our staff that we are in the process of contacting those 6 winners. And what we're going to be doing is asking them to rate which of those 6 prizes that they would like to win, and then we're trying to find, you know, try to work it out so that each of these 6 local winners gets the actual prize package that they prefer. So next week's show, I'll be able to give you the names of all of those different winners that we had. But many thanks to the 6 different companies that participated and donated those $2,000 home improvement prize packages. Another big part of the show were the free design consultations for homeowners provided by professional interior designers, members of the American Society of Interior Design. And those took place on Friday and Saturday, and I think we had close to about 40 different design consultations that were given, and many, many thanks to the interior designers who all volunteered their time. Stacia Burke, Lauren Messina, Cynthia Zimmerman, Donna Horak, Duval Acker, Marion Chatfield, Margaret Norcott, all members of the American Society of Interior Design, Carolina's chapter, and they all volunteered their time to provide free design help to homeowners. So that was a big, big success. And a special thanks to all of our vendors. Our vendors are so loyal. These are A-list companies that advertise with us and also attend our home shows as vendors, and they have stuck with us through thick and thin, and we can't thank them enough for being part of all 6 of our home shows that we had outside of the Gilliard Auditorium at the Citadel's Johnson Haygood Stadium. Thanks so much to all of our vendors who stuck with us as we left the Galliard temporarily to and continued on at the Citadel's Johnson Haygood Stadium. And you're going to be hearing from a number of those vendors shortly. And also, thanks to our sponsors, Carpetbagger Floor Covering, Melser Tile, Amerisips Homes, Real Deal Countertops, Advanced Window Fashions, Energy One America, Crawl Space Solutions, ABC News 4, Y1025, and also 94.3 WSC. Hope you have a great weekend.
I'm Meredith Poston, Social Media Director with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We're here at the Charleston Home and Design Show at Johnson Haygood Stadium, and I'm talking with Steve Bostick of Amerisips Homes, and he is the founder of these little tiny homes that we have showcased here at the home show. Steve, how are you doing today?
We're doing great. It's been a really great weekend for us.
Well, great. Yeah, there's been just a nonstop stream of people. So glad to have caught you in a very, very rare little quiet period.
That's for sure. We've been able to demonstrate our technology for building energy efficient homes for all sizes. You know, we've been building things in the 2,500 to 4,000, 5,000 square foot range. Now we're building small houses using the same technology that we use for energy efficiency.
Okay, so what can people expect out of your product that is more energy efficient, you know, eco-friendly?
Well, we have homes that we build today with using a structural panel that has very good foam insulation everywhere, and it's in the floor, the walls, the ceiling, and we're able to build houses of 3,000 square foot that are having a $13 a month electric bill. So it's, we look at the small house. That's okay.
No, we appreciate it.
That's right.
We like having that on camera.
Yes, we certainly didn't stage that, I can assure you. That's right. But anyway, so it's energy efficiency. We have great indoor air quality, which gets rid of mold and mildew. And so this we used to call it a bunkie, but it's a tiny home, is fit for all kinds of uses. People have said, we want to use these for hunting. Someone said, can you build me one that's camouflaged? And so everything from just couples that want to live pretty much off the grid, save their money, and later build a new home. So we've had all kinds of people. We've had, I guess, probably 1,500 people through it.
Yeah, there were just crowds out here, especially on Friday. Now, we did have a woman that she asked on our Facebook. She had seen the small, the tiny home, and she said, well, I want one, but where do I put my grand piano? So kind of what's the solution to that?
Well, it's you can either leave it at home, or we can build an addition and pull it. So have a trailer.
So now with these tiny homes, is there something that you guys like got inspired by to try and, you know, do this kind of work?
Well, I think we started out to wanting to have a small place that we could take from location to location to demonstrate our technology. It's very difficult to explain to people without actually seeing it. So having a mobile exhibit that we can take to various shows like this and take around to real estate offices and major events all over town. So we started with that idea, and then suddenly it morphed into a tiny home. And now that we've seen that, we've been watching HGTV and the tiny home market. Now that we've seen it and other people have seen it, there's a huge market for this. And we probably could build 25 to 50 of these a year. So it'd be fun.
So do you supply just, you know, are you covering just the Charleston area?
Well, for the mobile, this is built on wheels, so this could be taken anywhere. So we can build it and people can come in, or we can have it delivered to wherever they want to go.
All right, so nationwide, huh?
It could be.
All right, Steve. Well, all that is just really interesting. This house is just so cool, and I know people have been so impressed. Thanks for being a part of the home show and bringing this in.
Well, it's been great for us to be a part of it, and anyone that wants to contact us can go to our website. It's www.amerisips.com, and you can reach us through that. Or give us a call at Amerisips in our location here in Charleston.
All right, well, that sounds great. And again, Steve Bostick with Amerisips Homes, and we're at the tiny home that he has brought in to the Charleston Home and Design Show at Johnson Haygood Stadium. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi. Hi, this is Meredith Poston, Social Media Director with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I'm here with Melser Tile and
Laura Brooker.
Laura Brooker.
It's nice to meet you, Laura. And so what is your role with Melser Tile?
I do a lot of the outside sales and commercial sales, but I've been with Melser for nearly 6 years and have done some design work with residential as well.
Oh, wonderful. I know that that's a great field to be in Charleston. And Melser Tile has some really impressive granite and stone. What are some of your favorite aspects of Melser Tile, some of the best products?
Oh, well, a lot of it's all the changing trends with tile, and it's not just stone and floors anymore. We've got a lot of great things that we do with backsplashes and a lot new creative things with wood and ceramic. So there's a lot more to it now. It's getting very clever with its design and patterns. So
great. And just one more question. Do you have anything here at the in your booth that's just something you're really excited to share with all of our attendees?
I do. We are about to launch a new designer that is exclusive to Melser Tile, and it is Barbie Kennedy Designs. And we have a low country line coming out that's all of the low country colors in both ceramic and wood. So it's something new that you're only going to see at Melser. So we're really excited about it.
Yeah, that sounds really exciting. Well, thanks so much for talking with me. All right. Enjoy the home show. Hi, this is Meredith Poston, Social Media Director of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we're here at the January 2015 Home Show, and I'm here with Mac from Next Gen Technologies. How are you doing, Mac?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Are you enjoying the home show so far?
Yeah, it's been a great turnout. Hopefully the weather will be cooperative for the rest of the weekend, but we'll see.
We will. It's supposed to be rainy, but we've got it really nice and warm in here. Well, your booth looks great. Do you all have any products you're promoting that you're really excited to share with the attendees?
Well, always want to show all of our products. Of course, home technology, 4K televisions we've got on display, and automation. So you can control your entire house from your iPhone, iPad, from being there or anywhere in the world. So we've got all of that on display here.
So that's a product that will work internationally, even if the home's in the U.S., if, say, they're over in Italy, then it'll still work from there.
As long as you have a Wi-Fi connection or a hardwire internet connection, you can control your house.
That is impressive. Do you all have any new products that you've got going on in Next Gen?
Well, every year we roll out, or you know, all the manufacturers that we use roll out something new. I guess probably the newest thing out is what's called an HDMI matrix, which allows you basically to share a group of components with all of the TVs in your house without having redundant components and being able to centrally locate all of the components as well. I know that was a very long-winded answer, but that's probably the newest thing that we're showing here.
Well, it sounded like someone very tech savvy probably is going to be setting that up.
Well, yeah, we hope so.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much, Mac, for talking with me, and just hope you have a great time at the home show.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. All right, this has been Meredith Poston, Social Media Director with Charleston Home and Design. This is Meredith Poston, Social Media Director of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I'm here at the Dig booth at our January home show at the Citadel's Johnson Haygood Stadium. And how are you all doing?
We're doing great.
How are you?
Fine. Happy to be here.
Great. Well, so happy to have you in attendance. So what do you all have going on at your booth this year?
Well, we've got a lot of things going on. You know, it's really kind of difficult when it's so cold outside and not a lot of things blooming to have a lot of nice green space and a lot of color, but we have managed to implement some color. And then we found these wonderful pillows and decided to play off with the pillows for the orange color, the tangerine that we have in the bench and the fence areas. And Nick actually built those himself, so yay, Nick.
You built those fences?
Yeah.
Well, good job. They look great.
And then, of course, the crepe myrtles, we decided to light them up so that they're kind of an architectural feature in the booth, and they kind of are really kind of nice, too, even though they don't have a lot of leaves on them right now.
Yeah.
And we have a wonderful fireplace here provided by Just Hardscape, and I think the biggest thing that we like to do is to show folks that you could do a lot with a little space and just have some imagination and have fun with it.
Well, you certainly pulled that off. I mean, this is just an outstanding looking booth.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Well, the other thing we like to do, too, is show different ways to use materials. Again, Just Hardscapes did the floor for us, but it's limestone and oyster shell. So we've had a lot of people stop by and go, I never really thought of doing that. That looks really different. So we do like to be an idea company and then show people how they can use different things in unusual ways.
So do you provide oyster shells? So if people were interested in doing such
things, well, with their yard?
We would actually buy the oyster shells. But what we really do is we do designs and pull things together. And then we do turnkey installs. And sometimes we do them. Sometimes we pull in partners to help out. So you kind of get the best of all of Charleston when you work with DIG.
Well, it looks wonderful. And we're just so happy to have you here. And thank you so much for letting me interview you.
Oh, no problem. We enjoyed it.
Well, thank you. And thank you for coming to the home show. And this is Meredith Poston with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Hi, I'm Meredith Poston, Social Media Director for Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we're here at Johnson Haygood Stadium in downtown Charleston at the Charleston Home and Design Show, and I'm here with Nancy from Advanced Window Fashions. How you doing, Nancy?
Doing great.
Well, we're so happy to have you here with this great booth you've got set up. So tell me a little bit about Advanced Window Fashions.
Well, we are a window treatment business, but we also have draperies, as you can see, fabrics, where we do the drapery panels, fabric Roman shades, cornices, whatever you can make out of fabric. But we do specialize in the Hunter Douglas, you know, window treatments, and child safety is a big feature with us, you know, doing cordless, powerized, which is a battery-operated motor, or hardwired, you know, motor. We can do either or. We're real big on, you know, educating our customers, you know, on the different products, what will fit their situation or their needs, you know, what they're looking for.
Well, nice. It sounds like you kind of, you know, do almost customizable.
We do. Everything that we do is customized to fit their window.
Nice. And so you're a locally owned company, correct?
Yes, we are. We're family owned. It's my husband and my, you know, business. So
wonderful. And you're in Mount Pleasant?
We are in Mount Pleasant. We're on Wando Park Boulevard, which is right off of 526 and Long Point Road.
Great. Well, and you do have some lovely fabrics and really nice, like, you know, window treatments, very good looking, that would fit a lot of designs, right? Just a lot of home designs.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And we look at colors, too. You know, we like to stay with what's trending because we have customers who want to stay with the color. And we've got the customers who want to stay with just the white and the neutrals, which is fine, too, because that works.
So you kind of run the gamut from modern, traditional, you cover it all, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, and I've seen your showroom. You've got some lovely stuff, really neat, you know, the hanging rods and fixtures.
The hardware for the draperies, yes. We just got a whole new collection, or the updated collection, with one of our vendors, which is really nice with the colors and the styles of the finials.
Well, wonderful. So if someone's interested in updating their window treatments and getting some new curtains or blinds, how can they get in contact with you?
They can call us at the office, which is 843-881-8858, or they can look on our website at the 843beautifulwindows.com.
Well, great. Well, Nancy, it's been so nice talking with you, and great having you at this home show.
Thanks, Meredith.
Thank you, Nancy. Great talking with you.
Good.
All right. And again, I'm Meredith Poston at the Charleston Home and Design Show in downtown Charleston's Haygood Stadium, Johnson Haygood Stadium. Thanks. Hi, I'm Meredith Poston, Social Media Director of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We're at the Charleston Home and Design Show, downtown Charleston at Johnson Haygood Stadium. I'm with Mark with the All-American Kitchen Outdoor Company. How you doing, Mark?
Doing well. Thanks for having us.
Oh, we're so happy that you're here and promoting your All-American products. All-American made, right?
Yeah, everything we represent is made or grown in the States. When you talk about the tea, the Charleston tea we sell, grown in the States. We have a variety of kitchen products from cookware to accessories to kitchen shears. We even do some outdoor stuff, grilling accessories made by Nordicware. Barkeeper's Friend, which seems to be very popular. Cleaner we have that we're selling. But we're trying to bring the American-made spirit back to Charleston and really everywhere. So that's kind of what we're theming here and what we're promoting.
Well, nice. And everyone loves, you know, supporting local, American made. We're so happy it's getting, you know, more trend worthy. And you have some Charleston teas here, correct?
Yeah.
Grown in Charleston?
Tea plantation is something that is really local to Charleston. It's good because it's grown in the States. It's the only tea plantation that's in North America. So something we take pride in as Charlestonians, and having that, you know, everybody knows about the Firefly Vodka, the peach tea vodka. That's the peach tea they use in their vodka, which a lot of people like that. I find that interesting. The tea plantation is great. Take a tour if you haven't done that. They have a tea fest every year we're at. That's one of the things we highlight. It is local to Charleston, too.
Well, nice. And you actually go to customers' homes to sharpen their knives, correct?
Yeah, so our main service is we come to you sharpening service. We sharpen any brand of knives. We do Henkels, Wusthof, Shun, Sabatier, Forstner. The higher quality grade of knife, usually the easier it is to sharpen. We also sharpen the less expensive stuff, the cheaper stuff, but it's a little bit harder to sharpen. We do Cutco as well. The charge for knives is first, we're doing a promotion, first five free, each after is $5. So you get five free tools. Anything over 10 inches is counts as two tools because it takes a little bit more time to do something over 10 inches. Now, all Cutco are free. So I've been with Cutco for 8 years. Great company, great product. A lot of satisfied customers with those. So I respect their guarantee. I sharpen all their knives for free. Doesn't cost anybody a thing. I do serrated edges, straight edges. I sharpen kitchen shears, fabric shears, pinking shears, outdoor pruners and hedge clippers are some of the things I do. Also clean them up. Using the barkeeper strain, actually. So.
Well, nice, and that's such a service that everyone needs, not just Charlestonians, not just people, you know, just in general. That's someone, yeah, everyone has knives.
Yeah, everybody cooks. It's not going out of style anytime soon, you know, cooking. So we come to you service, though. So we do have an admin officer. We're based out of West Ashley. We don't take business out of there. So they can call us. I'm the service guy. They can call me direct. 864-770-3909. I'm working on changing my number. I'm an upstate boy, so I haven't changed it yet, but that's the number I take calls from right now to get if anybody has any questions or wants their knives done. You can call that number. And our website is theallamericancompany.com. So it's www.theallamericancompany.com. We have an office number. We just got a new one, actually, but so I can't remember off the top of my head. But you can go on that website, and my admins does all that stuff. So she's got all that down. I don't have it yet. I just take phone calls from my phone. But you go on the website and get all that information on there, www.theallamericancompany.com.
Well, and your admin does do a great job of keeping your site updated. And again, tell us your number.
Well, you can reach me directly, and I can actually give it to you right here. One sec. The number we have for the office is 843-203-6048. 843-203-6048. You can reach me directly. Mark, I'm the service guy here right now in Charleston at 864-770-3909.
All right. Well, Mark, I will probably be calling on you to sharpen some knives for me. And thanks so much for coming to the home show, being a part of it.
Thanks for having us. A good event.
All right. Again, Meredith Poston, Charleston Home and Design at the Charleston Home and Design Show at Johnson Haygood Stadium. Thanks. Hi, I'm Meredith Poston at the Charleston Home and Design Show at Johnson Haygood Stadium, and I'm here with the Artistic Design and Construction and Artistic Modular Homes. Artisan Modular Homes. It's two different companies. So tell us a little bit, about your companies.
Okay, I'm Alicia Kennard. I'm the president of both companies. We're coming from a perspective of design build, but what this does is it allows me to fit a lot of needs for different people. The modular home is going to be a little more straightforward typically, but they've gone up to 12 boxes. They're on Kiowa, they're on Seabrook, you can do a lot of really intricate and very interesting things with the modular. You can go modern, you can go traditional. There's a lot of stuff that's out there, but there are some limitations. And a lot of that has to do with your location. So if you have a module, you can't get it into some places. You can't go, where the land of Grand Oaks and, the tree is sacred. So there are some places there you just can't get a big module into. There's also an overlap in price point. So I like to say that here is my modular and here is my custom product. So I might be within, you know, the lower price point. There's going to be an overlap and then we're going to go up. So it gives me the flexibility to meet needs in a wide range of price points and opportunities for people as far as the product that we have available. If you were looking here, you see the two companies, and I have the house on the top left, which is very complicated in the roof line. The two on the bottom, and that could never be modular. The two on the bottom can easily be modular, or we can do them in custom built. So that gives you some perspective on that. And what I do that is different from everybody that I know of that's in this market is that we are also design oriented. So somebody brings me their plan, we can convert it to modular, we can build it as a standard stick frame construction, or we can take factory plans and modify them to suit. Maybe take factory plans just like they are, because we really do have some pretty cool plans. And then I have plans that we have done that are already designed to go either way. One thing I have is my cottage series. And that is some smaller houses that have been designed to fit specific needs. I did it actually as a guest cottage for a house, and it hit Pinterest, and it went viral. I had 60,000 hits on it last year.
Wow.
So, and it's just cool because that's all just word of mouth. I have done nothing to generate all that activity. But it's a really cool house plan. And so from that, I've had a lot of people who have said, well, I want it, but I want it this way. I want this, and I want that. So we can modify it. We do it in 3D. It's a lot of fun. You can play with it. You can look at it. And that's really important when you're building a house, is to have the ability to have a really good feel for what you're going to get before you get there. And if you're walking into a model center and you've got your house and you're looking at it in a big development, okay, cool. But 90% of what people build, they're not ever seen. And so the 3D experience is really important.
Well, and so you do customize your modular homes for the client. I've heard you do some like eco-friendly green living type home.
Absolutely. I'm a certified green builder. I'm also a certified master builder. So been in the business for a long time and have the ability to kind of take it from one end of the spectrum to the other.
And so what does a master builder kind of do? What does that entail?
Being a certified master builder is important because what it means is, number one, I've got the longevity. They've checked out we've had to do financial verifications, bank verifications, and customer reviews and that sort of thing. I have to do continuing education on an ongoing basis. They are monitoring to make sure that we are a good custom builder and that we do good quality work.
Well, and so if someone's interested in some of your work, you know, and maybe wants to build their own custom home or modular home, how can they get in touch with you?
It's Artistic Design and Construction. I am Alicia Kennard. The office number is 843-573-2444. My email address is Alicia, A-L-I-C-I-A, Artistic Design and, spelled out, A-N-D, construction.com. So that's also our website, artisticdesignandconstruction.com. Got my money's worth.
All right. Well, it's so nice talking to you, Alicia.
Nice to talk to you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.
And I'm Meredith Poston with Charleston Home and Design at the Charleston Home and Design Show, downtown Charleston. Hi, this is Meredith Poston here at Charleston Home and Design Show at Johnson Haygood Stadium, downtown Charleston. And I'm with Tim Worley. He is part of Carolina Flooring Specialists. How are you doing, Tim?
Meredith, I'm doing great. Thank you so much. It's great being at the home show. The crowds have been fantastic.
Well, we're so happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about your company. Again, Carolina Flooring Specialists. You must do floors?
Absolutely, but we specialize in one type of floor, Carolina Flooring Specialists, the garage floor company. What we do is turn a homeowner's garage floor into a 5-star commercial grade showroom floor that's totally automotive stain free, and it comes with a lifetime warranty against any peeling or debonding. These floors, Meredith, are actually designed for you to park on during the week, but you could entertain on them during the weekend.
Oh, nice. And so you guys have you have a location here in Mount Pleasant.
That's right. We're located in Mount Pleasant and then in the upstate of Greenville, South Carolina. We're very fortunate. We're a blessed company. We've been around for 14 years. We actually do two homes a day. We installed over 7,000 homes. And what I like to let people know is that one of our owners works every job site with our crew. It's a two-day process, but start to finish, one of the owners is on site. Also, we're a turnkey operation. What that means is, for the homeowners that have lots of belongings inside their garage, they don't have to lift a finger. We'll move everything out, tarp it up, and then have it all back in at the end of the two-day process.
That is incredibly impressive. So you guys kind of handle all of it, don't you?
Absolutely. We don't want any barriers to be put in place between the homeowner being able to make a decision. We'll take care of it. You don't have to worry. And one thing I'm proud to let people know is we never take any monies or deposits up front for our work. At the end of the job, after the homeowner is 100% satisfied and we've exceeded their expectations, we simply get a personal check from them then.
Well, again, admirable stuff to hear. And so where do you serve in the area?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, all of Charleston, we're doing a lot of work right now, of course, out in Dunes West, in Mount Pleasant, Daniel Island, but we service the entire area. We're more than happy to come out at no cost or no obligation, give a homeowner a free estimate. We don't mind letting people know that the average two-car garage, this is a two-car garage, generally runs about $1,600. Just to give somebody a price point, but again, we're more than happy to come out, bring samples, our colored samples. We have 10 different custom designs that they could choose from. That's all the same cost, and we'd be glad to come out and see them.
Well, that all just sounds wonderful. So how can people get in touch with you if they're interested in doing these upgrades to their garages?
Well, absolutely. Just give us a call. Of course, you can go to the web, CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com, and they could certainly feel free to give us a call at 725-8502. Again, my name is Tim Worley. I'll be glad to talk to them, get their information, and then set up a time that's convenient for their schedule.
Well, Tim, thanks so much for talking with me and telling me a bit about Carolina Flooring Specialist. It's been wonderful talking with you.
Meredith, thank you so much. The pleasure is all mine, and look forward to seeing you next time.
Look forward to seeing you as always. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
All right, and again, Meredith Poston, Charleston Home and Design Social Media Director, and we're here at Charleston Home and Design Show, downtown Charleston. Thanks. Hi, I'm Meredith Poston with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we're at the January 2015 home show over at Johnson Haygood Stadium, downtown Charleston. And I'm with Jan, who is the owner of wonderful Carolina Lanterns and Lighting. How are you doing, Jan?
I'm doing great today.
Well, thanks so much for being in the home show, and you've got some great lights on display. Tell us a little bit about your company.
We started out as a gas and electric custom copper company. And in 2006, we decided to be a full lighting showroom. So we're not just gas lanterns anymore.
Well, you have a beautiful showroom. I've been in it myself. You also have some really, really interesting door knockers, a few other little house accoutrements.
Yes, we do a little bit of accessories in there, but we mainly focus on the lighting. Custom lighting, under cabinet lighting, dimmer systems, just everything for your home.
Yeah, and everything that'll light it up. So I hear that you just got back from a 12-day stint of home shows. Tell us a little bit about that.
We went to the Lighting Market in Dallas, which is our big show. We were there for like 6 days, appointments back to back, so we can come back just like fashion and tell you the latest and the greatest. And boy, they had a great release this year, and we're going to come back fully loaded.
Well, nice. And then so you were at Las Vegas at the Kitchen Bathroom Industry Show, correct?
Kitchen, bath, also the Vegas Market. And also the IBS, International Builders Show.
Oh, okay, great. Well, we're so glad that you were able to tuck another home show under your belt, and thanks so much for being here. Do you have any new products in your shop that you'd really like customers to try and take note of?
I cannot wait to show the new products we're bringing in from Dallas. We really did a good job of coming in with the latest and the greatest. We considered price point, we considered style. We have a lot of them that are ready to ship, so we will have new shipments from probably here until the June market.
Oh, wow. So you've got some great stuff coming in the upcoming months. And also, you know, I follow you on social media. You guys have some wonderful stuff. So why don't you tell us how some customers can get in touch with you to look at some of your wonderful product?
We're on Facebook. You can also go to carolinalanterns.com. You can call us at 843-881-4170. And then also stop by the showroom yourself. We're on the corner of Chuck Dolly and Bowman in Mount Pleasant at the end of 526.
Well, great. Well, Jan, it's been so nice talking to you, as always. Thanks so much.
It's good to see you.
All right. And again, Meredith Poston, Social Media Director for Charleston Home and Design at the Charleston Home and Design Show, downtown Charleston. Again, hi, I'm Meredith Poston with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We're at the Charleston Home Show at Johnson Haygood Stadium, downtown Charleston. And I'm here with Rick with Carolina Machine Finishing. How are you doing, Rick?
Very well. How are you, Ed?
I'm well. Thanks so much. And thank you for being at the Home Show. Your booth looks great. Tell us a little bit about Carolina Machine Finishing.
Well, Carolina Machine Finishing is a pre-finished shop. So what we do is we take any exterior or interior building component and we run it through a machine to encapsulate it in any type of coating. Can be a stain, can be a clear coat, poly, varnish, or a full solid body coating, and we do that to prolong the life of the building material. It can be interior trim, exterior trim, exterior siding, cedar shakes, porch flooring, porch decking, porch ceiling.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a lot of stuff that you guys try and finish. So is there an area around here? I know you're Charleston based, correct?
That is correct.
So do you all do the entire Charleston market, a bit outside? Do you do statewide?
That's a great question. We actually work all across the state and throughout the Southeast. We have jobs that have traveled as far as Alaska. We have jobs in the Northeast, all the way up into Maine. We have jobs in Key West, Florida, and Corpus Christi, Texas, about as far as we've gone. So that pretty much covers the U.S.
Yeah, and if you go to Alaska, Texas, Maine, you've got the whole U.S. covered.
Unfortunately, not enough of those, but we've been to all of those places.
Nice. Well, and so you've got quite a few finishes. Are there some that you find are more popular or any you've been getting more requests for lately?
We have. The ones that you see on the picture in the middle of our display here is a product that is a John's Island house. So it's right here in Charleston, and that's a product that a customer came to us and wanted to have a product that would resemble cedar shake siding, but they would have the durability of something more long lasting, like a concrete, a hardy type plank type product. And we created that look, so it looks like cedar, but it's actually fiber cement siding with a stain. I've actually taken architects to that job, and they can't tell the difference between it or cedar shake. So we've got that. We've got some unique proprietary coat of products that we make for our porch flooring that we're using, and they're becoming quite popular.
Well, nice, and that's pretty impressive that the architects cannot tell a difference.
No, when you take a look at it, it looks like cedar shingles, but it's actually a hardy plank product.
Like I said, very impressive. Well, and so do you go out to a home and give an estimate if a client's interested?
We will. We'll go out to a house. We'll do takeoff for them. Builders send us blueprints. We do takeoffs for builders, or they just send us a quantity if they've already done their takeoff, and then we can quote it from there.
Well, nice. And if someone's interested in this, how can they reach you at Carolina Machine Finishing?
They can find us on the web at CMFprefinish.com. It's a kind of a mouthful. They can find us at CarolinaMachineFinishing.com, but it's a long route to go. So CMFprefinish.com. They can call our office at 760-0029, and we'd love to come out and meet with them and talk to them.
Well, great. Well, I hope some people get to come out, see your wonderful booth, and thanks so much for being at the Home Show.
Thank you, Ms. Meredith.
All right. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.
All right. And again, Meredith Poston at Charleston Home and Design Home Show, downtown Charleston, Johnson Haygood Stadium. Hi, I'm Meredith Poston with Charleston Home and Design at the Charleston Home and Design Show, downtown Charleston, at Johnson Haygood Stadium. I'm here with Paul with Danco Furniture. How you doing, Paul?
Fine, Meredith. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much. And thanks for bringing your lovely furniture here to the Home Show.
Well, thank you for having the Home Show.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. So, Paul, tell us a little bit about Danco Furniture.
We're in Mount Pleasant on Johnny Dodds on 17, and we've been there since 1991. We specialize in contemporary modern furniture. What you're sitting in is one of our specialties. It's called a stressless chair. This is actually a sofa, obviously.
Well, and it's really comfortable, and it reclines. Yeah. Let's. Yeah.
And now you can fall asleep. Watch a movie.
Fall asleep, I might do. So you guys do modern furniture, correct?
Yeah.
So kind of what type of furniture can we expect if we go in your showroom?
Well, modern furniture, just by design, is usually a little slimmer, not as bulky as contemporary, I mean, it's traditional furniture. You can see we have a few different pieces here today. And we have lots of different designs. We have bedroom, office, living room, you know, for every room in the house.
Nice. You just kind of cover the whole gamut of furniture.
Yeah.
Well, nice. And so, do you have any particular products that you get from a manufacturer that are your favorites?
Actually, what you're sitting in, yes.
This
our sleepers that we have over there. Yeah, they're really comfortable and totally different than your typical sleeper.
I was about to ask, what are the mattresses like on the sleepers?
It's a memory foam, so you don't feel the bar or springs. There's no bars or springs in these. So.
Well, that's pretty comfortable for your guests, huh?
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, nice. And so how can we get in touch with you other than going out to Mount Pleasant at Johnny Dodds?
Our telephone number is 843-884-2256. We, of course, have a website, dancohome.com. I guess
check you
best
out.
Way to do it.
Yeah, check you out on your website.
Yeah.
Well, and I have seen your website and love your furniture. Think it's some of the coolest stuff.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. And again, Paul with Danco Modern Furniture. They're out in Mount Pleasant. Check them out. And thanks so much, Paul.
Thank you, Meredith.
All right. Meredith Poston with Charleston Home and Design, Charleston Home and Design Show, downtown Charleston. Hi, this is Meredith Poston with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I'm here with Bruce Olson from Low Country Custom Pool and Spa. How are you doing, Bruce?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming to the home show and being a part of it. So what is Low Country Pool and Spa?
Low Country Custom Pool and Spa is a custom pool and spa construction company. We do everything from just pools and spas to your entire outdoor living, backyard, patios, fencing, anything having to do with outside of the house.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, you kind of cover all of that. That's really nice. So, do you have certain seasons that you feel certain things kind of pick up? Like, I hear that pool installation is a prime time for that is winter. Is that true?
It really is. Anytime, you know, as soon as we hit the new year, we really are wide open all the way through summertime. You know, a lot of people don't think about pools, you know, going in the winter, but, you know, it's a process. You have to go through permitting. You have to go through the construction process to get to the final end. So, you know, it's good to get started. The sooner you get started to make sure you're ready to swim when swim season gets here.
Yeah, I guess get prepared for summer. Start thinking about it when it's still cold, right?
That's correct. Yeah. That's correct.
So about how long does it take for you to actually do the pool installation?
Pool installation or construction can take anywhere from 6 weeks to 6 months, depending on the project. We do everything from a basic in-ground swimming pool to elevated swimming pools with infinity edges and, you know, just custom outdoor kitchens. So just depending on how elaborate the project is, really can determine the timeline. But on average, anywhere between 6 and 10 weeks is the most common pool project.
All right. Yeah. And I understand. Yeah. It kind of depends on, you know, circumstantial things. So, well, Bruce, it's been wonderful talking to you, and thanks so much.
Thank you. Wonderful talking to you as well.
Thanks. Enjoy the home show.
Thank you.
All right. This is Meredith Poston with Charleston Home and Design. Hi, I'm Meredith Poston with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We're here at the Charleston Home and Design Show, Johnson Haygood Stadium, downtown Charleston, and I'm with Brian with Mueller. How are you doing, Brian?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, and thanks for being part of the home show. So, what exactly is the company Mueller?
Mueller is a local distributor of windows and doors, sunroom shutters. We offer installation of code-compliant products. We have a few neat patents on our products as well called the Storm Sud System. You can have your plywood hurricane protection or fabric shield hurricane protection engineered into the frame of the window. It's our local patented design. Very easy to apply in the field.
All right. Well, that sounds great and very Charleston specific as far as like some of the protection it offers, hurricane, that kind of thing?
Yes, ma'am. It's a locally patented design product here in Charleston by the Hay family. We've been in business over 20 years in Charleston, offer different products from windows to doors to installation. We do commercial, new construction, multifamily, and residential replacement.
Well, nice. And do you all focus just on the Charleston area, or do you do any sort of towns outside of Charleston, areas outside of out of our town?
We offer installation in the Charleston area, but we wholesale and distribute our product all over the southeast and different islands and St. Kitts and all over the place.
Well, great. Well, Brian, how can people get in touch with Mueller to, you know, if they're interested in your product?
You can go to Mueller.com or you can call our office at 843-572-9727.
All right. Well, Brian, it's been so nice talking to you. Thanks so much.
You too.
All right. And again, Meredith Poston talking with Brian from Mueller. If you're interested, check them out. And thanks so much. We're at the Home and Design Show down at Johnson Haygood Stadium. Hi, I'm Meredith Poston, Social Media Director for Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we're here at the 2015 January Home Show at Johnson Haygood Stadium. It's held by Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we have one every year, January. We have one in April and one in August. And today, I'm here with Rick James of the Lane Pest Control Company. How are you doing, Rick?
I'm doing terrific. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for being part of our home show. So, tell me a little bit about Lane's Pest Control.
Lane's Pest Elimination provides amazing service to the state of South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia. We have commercial accounts, we have residential customers, and we've provided these customers with over 30 years of amazing service. Our competitors may charge more for less of a service. We try to focus on customer service. Lane's philosophy is always to treat the customer like gold. And all of our technicians are operating under that same philosophy. The service that we offer, we keep some of your favorite restaurants bug-free. Your neighbor's homes are bug-free, from whether it's from cockroaches or bed bugs or rodents, and that's what we do. We focus on doing it effectively, and we focus on doing it safely. Our customers are satisfied, and we have a wealth of rave reviews. We are at www.getlanes.com, and we have a Charleston office as well as a Myrtle Beach office.
Yeah. Well, so that sounds really good. Like, you guys kind of cover all pest control. I love hearing you keep some of my favorite restaurants pest-free. That's
absolutely
very important. And Low Country is, you know, kind of big on bugs with our weather and, you know, the coastline and stuff. Do you see more of a need for certain pest control over at Lane's?
You know, that's a great question, because being here on the coast, we have a really dangerous termite population. The Formosan termite population exists in the coastal area, and this is a Formosan termite that is going to destroy someone's home extremely fast. And if you have a pest control company that's using inferior products, and they're offering the savings that they're providing you in the long run are not going to be savings at all whenever you have to replace all the materials that it is to rebuild your home. Some of these contracts that Lowball offers, they're not covering things like sheetrock. They're not covering your hardwood floors. And some of these companies are actually charging high prices, and they're not using the products that they should be or doing the right thing. Our company uses only state-of-the-art name brand products such as Termidor and Centricon. And Lane's takes care of their technicians. Lane's takes care of all of their employees. All of our staff are happy, and we enjoy doing the right thing. The savings that are passed to us through companies like Termidor and Dow with the Centricon, we pass on to our customers, and we do the right thing by checking these stations as required. We apply these chemicals the way they are labeled to be applied within the law and the regulations. We're really big on not violating any of these labels. Some companies will do things such as wearing short sleeves, and that's considered a label violation when the Environmental Protection Agency requires long sleeves to protect the technician from this dangerous chemical. You know, that's a label violation right there. And some companies will mix these chemicals up super duper strong, and there's just not a need to do that. These chemicals need to be applied the way they're labeled and designed to be applied, and that's what we've been trained to do, and that's how we operate.
Well, it sounds like a really clean, stable company, and one that is worth investing in, and definitely one that's going to be worth the money you're putting into it to protect your home, particularly with the bug problem we do have in this wonderful city.
Absolutely.
And again, tell people how they can get in touch with Lane's to, you know, find out how you can cover their home, protect them a little more.
Again, www.getlanes.com. is an easy way to get a hold of us. With everybody having internet access these days, we can be reached at 843-238-9995. And the service that we provide is not going to be in line with the cost. You would think that the costs are going to be really absorbent and expensive. Our costs are actually are in line with what a smaller company would provide. We are a locally owned business, minority owned by a woman. So we are we're a really great business to do business with. You're supporting the Palmetto State, and we would love to have your business.
Well, great. That's awesome. We all love support local, you know, like Absolutely. Wonderful local company. And especially as a woman, that's so cool to hear that a woman is the owner of a pest control company.
Person.
Well, wonderful. Well, Rick James, it really has just been such a pleasure. Yeah, thank you so much. All right. Thanks for being a part of the home show.
Absolutely.
All right. And again, I'm Meredith Poston with Charleston Home and Design Magazine at the Charleston Home and Design Show. Thanks. Hi, this is Charleston Home and Design Social Media Director, Meredith Poston, and I'm here at the Charleston Home and Design Show out at Johnson Haygood Stadium in downtown Charleston. I'm speaking with Bob Fleming with Classic Remodeling. How are you doing, Bob?
I'm doing great.
Well, great. Well, we're so happy to have you at the home show. And tell us a little bit about your company, Classic Remodeling.
Well, so we're full-service design, build, remodeling. So if a client's coming to do a kitchen or a bathroom or they want to renovate the whole house, they start with us in the design process. We work through the design process, figure out where they want to go, and then move right into construction.
Well, nice. Do you have any sort of like stuff you like to focus on with your projects or things that clients sort of try to, it's trending with them?
Well, a lot of kitchens and baths. Kitchens now are, you know, bleeding into other rooms of the house. A larger family room is tied in with a kitchen. A lot of outdoor spaces with porches, grilling areas. We've got a couple of really cool projects going on right now. One with a pool, with an outdoor kitchen area, with a screen porch tied in with a kitchen addition. So we're doing now that the economy's come back, we're doing a lot of fun projects.
Well, nice. And I've heard you might do a little bit of like eco building, incorporate some green living into your projects. Is this true?
Well, a lot of what we do is, you know, green friendly. It may not be cutting edge like solar, but we do spray foam insulation, which, you know, brings down your heat gain. We do LED lighting. We do encapsulated crawl spaces, tankless water heaters, energy efficient windows. I mean, everything that's going to bring your energy costs for the home down.
Well, nice. And if someone's doing some renovations, remodeling, or new building, how can they get in touch with you?
ClassicRemodeling.com is a great way to reach us, or 843-763-3297.
All right. Well, thanks, Bob. It's been wonderful talking with you. All right. And again, Meredith Poston with Bob Fleming of Classic Remodeling in Charleston. Thanks. I'm Meredith Poston at the Charleston Home and Design Show, downtown Charleston, at Johnson Haygood Stadium. I'm here with John from Reed's Moving System. How are you doing, John?
Doing well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for being part of our show. Yeah. Well, good. I'm so glad you're having fun here.
Good. Thanks.
So tell us a little bit about Reed's Moving System.
Well, Reed's Moving Systems is a full-service moving company. We handle everything from international moves to cross-country moves to local, as well as storage and full packing service as well. And we also have a white glove service, which pretty much caters to designers that will accept their inventory into our warehouse. We'll inspect it, making sure that everything's in good condition. And then when everything's consolidated, we'll take it out to the resident's home, deliver it, set it up, and take all debris away.
Well, that's pretty impressive. You guys set everything up for the customer.
That's right. Yep. And they enjoy that because they're not having to deal with anything. And it's nice for the designers because they realize that the furniture is in our warehouse and it is in good condition. So you're not getting into a reorder and exchanging things out and so on.
And you said you cover the whole nation, all of the U.S., but you're Charleston-based, correct?
Charleston-based, but we can move anyone from anywhere across the country. And as Atlas Van Lines is our national carrier name, being in within a network of agents, it allows us to pretty much full service anywhere in the states and as well as out of the country.
Well, great. And John, if someone has, you know, some design going on in their home or they're moving, you know, I know that happens a lot, people opening up, you know, second homes, how can they get in touch with you guys?
Just give us a call. We're on in Somerville. Our main number is 843-285-7374. Just give us a call. We'd be more than happy to help in any way we can.
Well, and I do follow you on Facebook. You have a good Facebook, good, you know, website.
Yes, Heidi, our marketing person, has been doing a fantastic job with that. So
Yeah, she is doing a good job. Well, John, it's been so nice talking with you.
Oh, same here.
All right. And if I ever move, I'll be calling you.
Sounds good to me.
Well, thank you, John.
You're welcome.
All right. Again, I'm Meredith Poston with Charleston Home and Design at the Charleston Home and Design Show, downtown Charleston. I'm talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.